This morning, I love this particular gospel passage because it makes me laugh. It makes me laugh when James and John get angry at the Samaritan village and they turn to Jesus and they say, "Should we call down fire from heaven and burn them all up?" It reminds me of a superhero who hasn't quite figured out how to use his or her superpowers yet, right? So you've got this new innate thing you can do. You got lasers in your eyes like Cyclops, but you can't control it. James and John had this new toy, they thought. We're with Jesus. We're going to call down the power of God and smite those people right there. But Jesus rebuked them. We have no idea what he says. It just says he rebuked them and kept on going. I want to think about that passage for just a moment because I think this is an important lesson for us. The disciples reacted to what happened, and Jesus responded to what happened. The disciples knew that they were with Jesus. They knew that they had power from God. And the Samaritans made them angry because they weren't hospitable. Now, most of you know that the Jews and the Samaritans did not get along very well. They didn't like each other. There was a lot of prejudice on both sides of that fence. So do you think maybe James and John were a little bit predisposed to want to use God's power? Not saying that they were prejudiced, but maybe they just already had it in their minds. These Samaritans got to go. Here's a good excuse to just call down the fire of God and burn them all up. They reacted to what was around them. But they reacted through a lens that maybe was a little bit imperfect already. They reacted in a way that maybe they were already predisposed to. By the way, do you know what town that most superheroes live in? It's Cape Town. All right, work through it. You'll get there. These disciples felt like they had that right to control the power that they were given to smite those Samaritans. I like using the word smite because you don't get to use it very often in real everyday language. But they get to wallop them because they wanted to get rid of them. But Jesus rebuked them. You think about it. This is in Luke, the 9th chapter. In the previous 8 chapters, all we've had is Jesus talking about things like, "Oh, I don't know, that I came to preach good news to the poor. I came to set the oppressed free. I came to give to those who don't have." I don't think James and John had heard Jesus talking about fire coming down too often. It doesn't seem to fit what happens. It doesn't seem to fit the narrative that Luke is developing about who this Jesus was and is. But these disciples pulled an old tool out of their tool bag and said, "You know what? We have power to crush somebody. Let's use it." And Jesus said, no. Jesus said, no. There was a very famous theologian of the last century. His name was Karl Barth. And if you ever have, I don't know, 6 months worth of sleepless nights, you can read his 10-volume Dogmatics. And it will put you to sleep. But Karl Barth came out of Nazi Germany. So he knew what oppression was. He knew what Hitler had done to the church in Germany. How Hitler had changed that church and made it something that it wasn't. He had turned the church into an instrument of the state. And that's why Barth was in America, came over here in the 30s and taught at Union Seminary in New York. And Barth had a saying, because he thought preaching should be relevant to where we live. And it's something that they taught us very early in seminary, is that you always read the newspaper and you always read your Bible. And when it's time to talk to people, you interpret the newspaper through the Bible. Bible in one hand, news in the other. But we have to. We are required to interpret the news through the lens of the Bible. Just like James and John, we're not allowed to react and think we can call down fire from heaven and destroy those things that maybe we don't like. But we're called upon to respond like Jesus. We are called upon to see everyday events and interpret them through the lens of Scripture and through the person of Jesus. There were 300 plus children in Texas, in a camp, in a tent. Immigration and naturalization, Customs and Border Patrol, whichever agency it was, held children in tents and in cages without parents, small children taking care of smaller children. That was the news this week. How do we interpret that through the lens of Scripture? How do we not react, but how do we respond? Last year, almost to the date, I stood here in this pulpit and read a denominational statement that was made in 2018 by our denomination, and it said that we will join our voices with the chorus of other denominations in denouncing the abhorrent treatment of those attempting to apply for asylum or enter the United States from our southern border, particularly the practice of dividing children from their parents, contributing to terror, uncertainty, and unnecessary cruelty and suffering to these families of God's beloved people. That was a year ago. And we don't seem to be getting it right yet. We are still doing it wrong. There is something wrong. How can we as Christians interpret those events through Scripture? How are we to do that? I heard a newscaster lamenting what was going on and saying, "This is America. We aren't like that here. That just isn't us." But I'm afraid it is. This is us. We are responsible for this. As Christians, we have to look at that situation and not react. Not come from a place that is immediate or maybe filled with previous prejudices and things that we don't like. But we have to respond to this situation through the lens of Jesus. What does that look like? I don't know. But I'll tell you this. It doesn't look like children in cages. Blessed be the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.